Title of this presentation is GlobalSolMap.net, producing cell property information for the world. And I've got the website in orange up there that you can go to, and if you just remember GlobalSolMap, you should be able to get to a lot of the background information on this project. Right now, the name of the project is GlobalSolMap.net. You can see several different other options for naming this particular project. I think for now we're staying with the GlobalSolMap.net moniker. That's really an all-encompassing name, and I think as projects develop underneath that umbrella, we'll develop names for more regional or countrywide projects. I did want to acknowledge Jim Thompson, who is the co-director at NGDC, for the many hours of discussion and strategy we've had relating to this project locally, and how NGDC and West Virginia University are going to play into this whole idea. So a little bit of background. The Global Soil Map project has been initiated by the DSM Working Group with the International Union of Soil Scientists, and this working group was set up in 2004, so they haven't been around all that long. And the working group is under the auspices of the Commission on Soil Geography and Pedometrics of the IUSS. Some of the activities of this the DSM working group, we've sponsored two global workshops on digital mapping. The first was in Montpellier, France in September of 2004. And the focus of this meeting was looking at areas in the world that had adequate background information to produce digital soil maps. The second global workshop, it was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in July of 2006. And this focus of this meeting was areas that had inadequate background information for producing digital soil mapping. A couple of resolutions came out of this second meeting. One was that we needed a champion. We needed a champion for digital soil mapping. And the second was to try and produce information based on a global basis. So you can see that this working group is a very aggressive group thinking about making maps for the world. So the week after the meeting in Brazil, we had a meeting at the World Congress of Soil Science at the working group. And one of our very insightful members invited an individual who is seated right down here, Pedro Sanchez. And Pedro immediately saw the relevance of this type of information, and really has become a very proactive person, and has become our champion and leader for this whole project. And we're really happy for that. And we've just kind of jumped on Pedro's shoulders and let him lead us down a path that we think that it's going to allow us to produce this information on a global basis. We also sponsored the development of a global consortium. And developed the concept of the Global Soil Project. And Amanda already mentioned the third meeting of the Global Workshop on Digital Soil Mapping, which will be next fall in Logan, Utah. So the working group is quite busy. We also sponsored a meeting of a global consortium to strategize, organize, and manage a global project, and this was sponsored by Pedro at Nanuet, New York, at the Lamont Doherty campus of Columbia University. Pedro also invited a representative of the Gates Foundation to look at potential funding for this kind of a project. We also developed an executive committee to represent the global consortium. So from this meeting, the consortium developed a proposal to the Gates Foundation to fund the global project, and that was completed in April of 2007. That project was for $38 million, quite a large sum of money. And the project at that point in time was to use legacy information that's already produced, and we would use that to develop the soil property information. We knew that going out and developing new data would be highly, highly expensive, and already committing near $40 million in a proposal. So, you know, the idea of using legacy information seemed to make the most sense to the group. The proposal was revised, and those of you that know the Gates Foundation, their priority is to fund projects for areas of great poverty, and typically this is in Africa. So after the Gates Foundation took a look at our initial proposal, they asked us to provide a revision of this proposal specifically for sub-Saharan Africa. And we recently completed that proposal for around $14 million. And they have it now, and you know, I think the likelihood of funding is very high, and I think Pedro would agree with that. So we think that we have an excellent start on this whole project. In February of 2008, we have a special session of the conference at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And Pedro, Alex McBratney, Luca Montanarella, and Alfred Hardemink will be speaking at this on this whole project. And so we're looking at that as being another session of providing information on where we want to go with this. And Pedro is also going to be assisting us with seeking additional funding, up to $50 million, to support and sponsor the remaining nodes. And we'll talk about the nodes here in a minute. So the vision of success for this particular project is a global information system with primary functional properties at a grid resolution of 90 by 90 for 80% of the world in 5 years, and freely available, web accessible, and very widely used. Now the 90 by 90 meter comes as the base information we're going to use for this is the SRTM, Shuttle Radar Topographic Mission data, and that's a 90 by 90 meter grid resolution elevation data set. The 80% of the world, we know that there are going to be some areas politically that we can't do this work, and also the SRTM data is not available above and below 60 degrees latitude. So we see this as a critical step to solve the chronic lack of soil information globally. A little bit about the project management. I mentioned these names already. Our project director for this is Dr. Alfred Hardemink, and he is at ISRIC, the International Council of Sciences, the World Data Center in Wageningen, the Netherlands. And those of you that know Alfred, very talented and capable individual, and probably one of the better networked individuals in the world of soil science that I know. Our principal investigators, and I've already mentioned Pedro, and Pedro really needs no introduction, renowned scientist in the area of tropical agriculture, and really one of the leaders for the Green Revolution for Africa. So we're really happy to have Pedro on board, as I stated earlier. And Pedro is also a very knowledgeable person and I think influential person in the area of foundations. So again, Pedro, not putting too much weight on you, but we're looking for your help to lead us forward. And of course, Dr. Alex McBratney at the University of Sydney. And those of you that know Alex and his work, Alex has been working in digital soil mapping for many, many years, and you know, I think is recognized worldwide as really being one of the leaders in this area. And the whole idea of this, it is my opinion that the vision to do this kind of a project, this kind of work, really is based in Alex and his vision of moving this forward. So I wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of that. This is a map of the current global soil map production sites. You can see North and South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia all represented. Everyone always asks, what about Russia? And we're not quite ready to develop a node site, a site to do this work in Russia at this point in time, but our project management are working on that. And there's also the potential of developing nodes in South Asia and West Asia and North Africa. So the node sites is SEAT, and this is the International Center for Tropical Agriculture. It's in Colombia, South America, and Nairobi, Kenya. CSIN is the Center for International Earth Science Information Network, Columbia University in New York, and that's where some of the leadership will be. ICRAF is the International Center for Research in Agroforestry in Nairobi, Kenya. Imbrapra is the Brazilian Agriculture Resource Corporation in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And the Joint Research Council in Milan, Italy for Europe. And CSIRO, which is the Australian Commonwealth Scientific and Research Organization in Canberra, Australia. Of course, ISRIC is where our leadership, where Alfred is, and then the ISSAS, Institute of Soil Scientists, Chinese Academy of Science in Nanjing, China. And last but not least, the NRCS, National Geospatial Development Center in Morgantown. And we'll go down to the project leadership. I already mentioned Alex McBratney. The African NOAA will be led by Keith Shepherd and Marcus Walsh. Australia, Dr. Neil McKenzie. Europe, I mentioned Luca Montanarella and Florence Carey. The Asian NOAA, Ganling Zing. And the North American NOAA, myself and Dr. Thompson, West Virginia University. Latin American NOAA is Dr. Lou Mendoza and Thomas Oberther. A little bit about the properties to be mapped. We think that we can map based on the existing information, texture, carbon, organic matter, drainage class, and depth class. And then we can, from that, we can infer other properties, which might include plant available water capacity, nutrient supply capacity, CEC, exchangeable bases, available P, infiltration, and permeability. So quite a wide range of information that can be developed, that being envisioned that can be developed. I just flashed this up as the model for digital soil mapping. Of course, Alex McBratney is the author of this, and it kind of updates our more classical Hans Jenny model. So I just wanted to make you aware that that's the model we're using. A little bit about the proposed workflow, and this relates more to using legacy data. So you can see the first step is to define the physiographic region that we want to map, and spend significant time in assembling environmental covariates and the soil data that are available, and then assign the quality of the data. And there's four different areas of quality that are designated. Detailed soil maps with legends, just soil point data, detailed soil maps with legends, and no data. And you can see as the boxes go down, there's different techniques in producing the soil properties. The soil disaggregation, I think, is probably going to work fairly well for us, along with the Krieging methodologies. And the other thing that's going to be available that we're pretty excited about is uncertainty in the predictions. So more data, there'll be a lower uncertainty; less data, higher uncertainty. And we think that's an important piece of information to provide to users. What will the project mean to the global community? I see that I've got someone standing in for me on time. Very good. Okay, we'll go through this real quickly. Data in unmapped areas, providing basic information for land use decisions, improve assessments for food security, enhance food production, reduce erosion. We'll have a database of continuous raster soil information based on geographic subdivisions. We'll make significant progress in the production and use of raster information, something that we really need to concentrate on. I mentioned the soil property with the uncertainties. Build capacity in this area. We're looking at training, lots and lots of people to do this work. And certainly increase our international network of soil scientists. That's already happening. And increase the visibility of soil survey information. So a little bit about the cyber infrastructure. We know that there's going to be a great deal of need to store and deliver this information. And what we're thinking might work best is to develop a portal that reaches out to the different nodes where the information will be stored and draw that information. So there'll be multiple places where the information will be stored and delivered. We do have some progress in the North American node, and I think I'm going to skip that slide and move on here and end with that, since I'm out of time. And hopefully I left a little bit of time for questions. Yes, most of the information is there. We are, Amanda mentioned the SharePoint site that's being sponsored by NGDC for the USDSM group. We're also looking at sponsoring that SharePoint for the global project as well. So more information will be posted there in the future.